Okay.
Turn me down. Turn you up.
Guru. This time is for the money.
Let's go get them.
You ready?
Me. I forgot to start.
Oh, my God.
What's good? It's your boy DJ Avo, and this is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 155. Let's go.
Yo, what's good, Brodies and Bays? This is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 125. This is where you come for your fantasy football needs and to chop it up about the latest NFL news. I am Dynasty Bro Dot here with my co-bro.
Got Dynasty Bro Vic here with our fire-ass DJ.
Come on, man. I'm DJ Avo. What's good?
Everybody got fire shirt on today, but look at fire. Dynasty Bro Vic shirt, this, man. It's clutch.
This guy.
Put the light on it, bro.
You got to bring the light
You
closer.
Look real creepy the way you put brought the ring light in. It got real creepy, man.
Had to do it, man. We talking about that North, man. So.
North. I didn't know how you wanted me to spell North.
It's all I think good. You got it.
You sure?
Yeah.
You could have went the other way.
All right. I mean, I did.
I can't even see that.
We'll show them how I spell it later. Hey, look, this is what we came to do. We talk about the North, the AFC and the NFC North, man. You know, we've been doing divisional breakdowns, just going team by team, man, talking to players we don't like, players we do like, players that might take a leap this year. Guys, just stay away from, man. So give you the all around outlook of these divisional teams, man. So I'm excited about that. 125, man, we moving up the range in episodes, bro. We all doing our thing. How y'all feel about it?
Grind mode.
Grinding, man. On the way to 200, man. So that's the next milestone. And from there, 500, then 1,000.
500. Ooh. We got to do a 500 degrees episode.
Oh, yeah. I'm with that.
That shit. I'm
with it.
I'm going.
It's a throwback.
All right, man.
400 degrees too, bro.
400 degrees of super fire too. What we're going to do, I hate Vic. Hey, what we're going to do is we're going to get into the What's the Word, man, with Dynasty Bro Vic. I haven't asked him what all news he got to present, so I know he got some fire for us, man. So let's get in and get out, like he would say.
Yeah, man, in and out, man. We're going to be light on the news since we got so many teams to cover, man. But shout out to the Sporting News. Saw this on Facebook, and then there's also a video floating around on the internet, but Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin, he invited local kids to the team's training camp this week after breaking up a street fight among them and counseling them. So shout out to Coach Tomlin, man. Like, saw an opportunity to mentor some kids in the streets and also invite them to, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Get to practice with the pros. And I saw the video. It was cool because they got to do some drills, and Najee was doing some drills with them.
Ooh, shout out to Coach Tomlin, man. One of the most consistent coaches ever, bro. Never having no losing seasons, bro. Even with one arm big men, man, like he was on his way out, still leading the charge, man. So shout out to Tomlin, bro.
All right, man. Most doubt, definitely shout out to Mike Tomlin.
Super Bowl winning coach. Yeah. My bad.
Hall of Famer.
Put some respect on his name. My bad.
Yeah, all good. Future Hall of Famer. But shout out to the score, man. The Houston Texans and 50 Cent. They're ready to party like it's their birthday. That was the caption. So pretty much the Texans and rapper 50 Cent Curtis Jackson have announced a multi-year partnership, marking his Branson Cognac and Le Chemin du Roy Champagne. Hopefully I said that right, as the team's official cognac and champagne.
Go, shawty. It's your birthday. We going to shout out to 50, bro. One of the best businessmen we have in the industry.
Absolutely.
The industry of entertainment. One of the best businessmen we know.
Big facts.
Absolutely. Shout out to Pizzo, because that's his guy.
I know, man. He love 50 Cent,
man. Dude, bro.
Yeah, he put me on in middle school.
He was trying to put me on. I couldn't get with it at first.
Yeah. I mean, I got with Get Rich or Die Trying, and after that, I mean, yeah. But I respect him as a businessman.
Yeah.
All right, a couple more things, man, then we out of here. You know I got to weave in some Jackson State news wherever I can, man.
Everywhere you can, big dog.
Hey, the Deion impact. The Deion effect. I said the Deion impact.
Deion effect, bro. Come on, man.
Impact. The Deion effect. I did
that
it
one. Don't even sound right. I said the Deion impact. The Deion impact, man.
What were they doing over there? Somebody did this. That's the inside. All right, man. But look, check this out. Saw this on Light on College Sports. This was on Facebook. But Jackson State hires former Minnesota Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer for the analyst role. So that's a pretty nice hire there, man. And
yeah,
hey, that even gives them another coach on the staff, essentially an NFL coach at that. So former NFL coach. So apparently Mike Zimmer was Deion Sanders' DB coach during the Dallas Cowboy days. and they definitely have a friendship that extends beyond that. So there was a clip of him. Actually, I saw Mike Zimmer on a golf cart with Deion. Yeah, and they was talking to, looks like some young staff from the Carolina Panthers and the Jaguars, and Deion was kind of pulling their legs, like, okay, I see they sent the young guys out. You know, he's just kind of pulling their leg, and he was like, you know what, hey, get as close as you like, you know, to the drills, and let us know who you're here to see. I'll let you, you know, I'll tell you everything you need to know about the guys. So it was cool, man.
Big facts, man. I love Deion, man. Deion in that golf cart, bro.
Yeah. All right, man, one last thing, man. Shiloh Sanders. So he's the older son of Deion Sanders. He actually plays DB for Jackson State. He actually got a Neil deal, man. So he's actually the Porsche ambassador in Jackson, Mississippi. And they actually hooked him up with a nice Porsche truck, man. So you can check that out on his Instagram. Hey.
I see you, bro.
Ride nice down there in Jackson, man. So, yeah.
Shout out to people out here getting them NIL deals, bro.
Yeah, man. Them Neil deals is for real.
Them Neil deals is for real.
I was like, bro, I do not know what a Neil deal is. Yeah. Thank you, bro.
It's a name, image, likeness deal.
I think I'm going to go with NIL.
Yeah.
Neil deal.
That's all I got, man, for us to worry, man. I want to keep it light, man. Anything else you guys want to add or anything you saw?
Nah, I would like to say this. I can't think of his name. The football player's name is Dakotas.
Oh, Dakotas. Is it Johnson?
Man, you just went with the standard black last name.
I think it's Johnson.
If it is, I apologize. But nah, man, his NIL deal fire too. He out here selling air conditioners, bro.
I saw that for Nebraska.
Yeah, bro, that's fire, bro.
I'm looking him up on Sleeper.
He ain't there yet, bro. He ain't there yet. He on the way.
Somebody did this.
Trey just went down.
Ooh, who?
A 24 second for Isaiah Likely. Oh my gosh, give me Likely. Wow.
Yeah, what you going?
He been balling, bro. Had to drop the Jimmy.
Stupid. Man, I forgot what I was about to say now.
You forgot to move the damn banners. That's what you forgot.
Oh, dang. Okay, look, let's do this. Are we about to get into the what's the word with Dynasty Bro Vic? We done?
Yeah, that's
all
right.
All right, so what we need to do is, look, follow me at DynastyBro.com on Instagram and Twitter. Follow the main Instagram page, Dynasty Bros FF. Hey, Vic, where can they follow you at, brother?
Follow me at ChiefSelsesFF, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening, Dynasty Bros FF. DJ Avo, where can we follow you at?
Hey, man, you follow me on the gram at Avo Love, and definitely make sure you follow the Dynasty page. And look for your team, man. We're going to be talking about your team here soon if we ain't got to them yet.
And I ain't going to promise good stuff.
Now.
Avo trying to do my now better than me. I ain't rocking with him. All right, let's get into the AFC, NFC North, because we got a lot to go through, man. So we're going to try to do it very informative, but try to breeze through it as quick as we can, man. But trying to make sure you guys are getting ready for you. The last of your drafts and getting into these trades, everything. We're giving you everything you need to know, showing you how to build your team Dynasty Bro style. So let's get straight to it, Vic, man. Pick the team, bro.
Just checking before we do that, you got any flags or no? The people might be wondering. I don't have one. Some might come to mind, but Avo, you got a flag?
Man, just one.
Okay, Avo.
It's real childish. Again, you know, it ain't football related, but flag is deserved here. Flag on the play to that baseball team.
Oh, I saw that.
Putting the cotton balls in that black kid's hair, man. We don't read the room. Read the room. Y'all took an L on that one. So flag on the play to the coaches. I'm gonna let the players go because they kids. But flag on the play to the coaches. Flag on the play to the parents. Y'all took an L. And flag on the play to ESPN for even standing there with the camera.
Facts. Flag. Big facts. Vic, you sure you ain't got one? You usually have three of them.
I mean, you know, I didn't have a time to present a flag, so, you know, in the spirit of forgetting the banners and the flag, yeah, it's all good. I don't have nothing, man.
I was about to say, you blaming it on me like you was going to come up with a banner, a flag by me saying, hey, we're going to switch the flag on the play. You was going to instantly come up with one.
I don't have a flag. You got a flag?
Flag on the play.
Go ahead.
I'm going to leave it alone. That's why we brothers, man. We the bros. Get on each other's nerves, man. Y'all can feel it. You feel it, Avo?
Hey, man, we here.
We here.
Boy, get that light citrus wheat in the system, man. Start.
The light.
The light.
The tangerine.
All right, let's get to the North, though. Let me put the banner up.
North?
I spelled it normal.
North, North.
Hey, this is a exciting division across the board, bro. A lot of studs come out of the North, AFC, NFC, all around, man. So we got to start with the squad, you know, that just came off a Super Bowl appearance. I didn't have them there last year, but.
But who did? Besides, I don't even know if they did, bro.
Yeah.
I'm being honest.
I mean, they just got hot, bro. And it really started towards the end of the regular season.
I'm pretty sure nobody mid-season was like, hey, y'all, we got this. But nah, I mean, you got to believe in yourself. They just start, they turned it up, bro. Like you said, Joe Burrow turned it up at the end of the season, bro.
He did. He did. So let's go ahead and go to Cincinnati, man. Talk about these Bengals, man. Hey, Joe Burrow, he's a stud. Is he a top five dynasty QB at this point in your opinion? Or is he top seven? Where you got him? Josh Allen. Said Josh.
Josh Allen for sure. Herbert's up there.
Herbert's too.
Still got to do Pat just because Pat is Pat.
Got to give it to Pat. I got Kyler in there.
Kyler got to be in there. And I think this is where we differ because I brought up Lamar and you brought up Joe.
Yeah, I got Joe in there at five. Well, I might have him ahead of Pat, actually, but he's in my top five.
Man, he's five or six, man. Him and Lamar, I need to sit and debate which one I like more, to be honest, bro.
Bro, we love Chase. We love Higgins. We love Mixon.
Bro, I watched Lamar do it by himself. It's just the Lamar effect. He just does it by himself. Look, this don't even sound fun. I seen him do it with Mark Andrews before he was Mark Andrews. I seen him do it with Hollywood when he was dropping everything. I seen him do it with nobody. Lamar don't need nobody. He just need that scheme and that system. I seen him really before he got hurt ball last year with who was his running backs? He didn't even have no stability at running back.
That
bro.
Was his running back. Trophy. Yeah, who was right his there. Running back?
Tyson. Forgot his name.
Yeah, my thing is I done seen the whole offense collapse around Lamar and him still ball out. Knock on wood. If anything happened to one of them top receivers to Joe Burrow, what does he do? He got no rush. He got no real running chops now after his injury. I doubt they put him out there to allow him to do them kind of things.
He'll scramble, though.
Yeah, but it's a real minor. I think he had like 150-something yards last year. Not a lot. I mean, that don't really lead you nowhere.
Nah, they want to throw, but he's shown he'll scramble. But at the end of the day, we just here to say Joe Burrow's a stud.
He is. He is. So he's top five, six.
Can I say he top five in swag?
You got to give Jamar Chase some of that credit, though.
Yeah, he don't got more swag than Gardner Minshew. Bro.
I just said top five.
Yeah, he actually shops for
maybe
him.
Top seven. Wait, somebody else shot for him?
Yeah.
Bro, he just went all the way down. Come on, man.
Bro, I told the story like a couple weeks ago.
Bro, you think I'd be remembering? I'd be sober out here, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's get into it. We didn't deep dive and ain't even start talking about.
Nah, Burrow's really, a stud, man. Yeah, so he is. Easily hang 4,500 yards. He can hang 40 TDs. Yeah.
And saying top five, top six is speaking highly because there's some dogs at the top
it
of
is,
that list.
It is. So, all right, man, let's jump to the running back room. Joe Mixon last year was a top five RB. Do you see him repeating?
Even when he was doing it, I still didn't believe it, bro. It's just one of those things where it's just, I don't know, man. He even got hot to me. He got so much volume. And it's just a situation where I don't know. I think if they throw more, some of his volume comes down a little. Man, that is one guy I struggle to really have an opinion on. I'm not going to lie. Because if he was a top five running back again, I wouldn't be super shocked. But I have a hard time projecting him to be a top five running back this year. What is that? Why? Why do I feel that way? He's one of the best offenses. Best all the weapons around him. Scoring ability. Like the opportunity will be there. Why can't I feel like I need to go get Joe Mixon?
Well, he had a couple big games, man. I believe one of them was against the Ravens last year. I'm actually trying to pull it up. Take a look at what he did last year. So last year, he had a 32-point game against Pittsburgh, a 31-point game against Baltimore, 28-point game against Cleveland. So he does damage in the division. And of course, he catches some passes. So that's always nice, given that, but I don't have him in the top five. I don't know. I just don't see him repeating top five, but he's definitely RB1. Top 10, I like that, but.
Yeah, I'm fine top RB1 in that race, but I struggle, man, being like the guy that's all in on him. I don't know. I don't know why. It's not sexy to me.
Okay, but he's 26 years old. What are you doing with him in Dynasty? I know you said you don't know, but
I would have. You know what?
If you got him or you don't.
If I could have sold high, like while he was, you know, rounding up his big season, I probably would have sold high. But he's one of those guys where I feel like he's probably going to do more justice on your team, because I feel like nobody's going to go spend high on Mixon, and he could probably, like you said, he could give you RB1 numbers for the next couple of years, especially tied to that team. But I don't think nobody's going to pay you what Mixon's probably really worth in real Dynasty. I don't know, man. What about you?
I don't really have too much Mixon in Dynasty, bro. So
me neither.
It's one of those things where, like you said, I'm not really pursuing them. So I guess I just got to just let the ship sail, man.
Facts. Now let's get to the most exciting part of this team, bro.
One of the better wide receiver trios in the league, man. You got Ja'Marr Chase, who we all love, stud. He made the top 100 as a rookie. He actually was what? I actually don't have the number in front of me. He was like number, what, like 44?
He was high though, yeah.
He cracked, I believe, the top 50, which speaks volume, man. Like, yeah, that's elite to make the top 100, and you're voted on by your peers. So, awesome season, man. Record-breaking season. He actually commanded 23% of the targets last year. Big play, man. So, he actually averaged 17 yards per catch. Yeah. So, big explosive plays.
He's a big play waiting to happen, bro. And I don't care. I feel like he's who you like more. He's either wide receiver one or two in Dynasty. Hands down, should be pretty untouchable unless you paying that bag, you feel me? Tied to his college quarterback, it's lit, bro. It's lit for him going forward.
I like it, man. I actually have him still as the Dynasty wide receiver number two behind JJ. But it's going to be fun, man. They're going to be fun to watch this year, so. All right, man, let's move on to T. Higgins. Again, another stud.
Oh, I love T. Higgins, bro.
A big body, you know, 6'4", 220. He had a wide receiver two finish, so finishes in the top 24. Mm-hmm. So, of course, Joe Burrow's shown he can support two receivers. He had 74 catches last year on 110 targets, so the volume's there.
I do think he ended up getting banged up early in the season. I think that affected him until he finally got all the way healthy and then started taking off again. What style of receiver do you like? Do you want the guy that's boom bust but can give you those week winning weeks? Or do you want the guy that's just, he's good every single week? Like, he rarely has the boom games, but he's gonna give you top 20 numbers every single week.
In this scenario, give me Chase, man, because he's elite, bro. Like, Higgins, I wouldn't consider him elite. I consider Higgins good. Like, very good, extremely good, but I'm not going to say great, but he has the potential to be great. But right now, Chase has shown he's elite, man. So, bro, that's what I'm rocking with.
I got to throw out this question for me and the fans. What would y'all consider a boom game versus just somebody that's solid? Just give me the points numbers.
Boom game, some over 30. Once your player hit over 30, you like, shit, he got a good game in him.
What would you consider solid week to week for a receiver of his caliber?
Solid week to week?
18 to 20.
Yeah,
18 to 20. Give me a solid 18 to 20. But once you start hitting over 30, it's like, all right, he having one of them weeks. That's how you feel, bro. Once I feel like if I pop up and see 32, I'm lit. Like, okay, we going there. that's how I feel, bro.
Bro, championship week. Ja'Marr Chase put up 55 fantasy points, 11 catches on 12 targets, 266 yards, 3 touchdowns, bro. 55 points. Like, he basically just outscored like half of your opponent's roster by himself at 1 o'clock.
I looked this up. Cause I think we had one of them or.
We had Amon Ra too.
Nah, the week T. Higgins. Then the week before that, he had his takeoff. I'm trying to bring it up.
I don't remember too many blow games for T. Higgins. I'm looking right now. He actually had 43. Okay, the week before.
The week before. They went back to back.
12 catches, 13 on 13 targets. So, 2 touchdowns.
Listen to that. But look, this don't seem like that boom, Avo. But for somebody who don't know, listen to these numbers just consistently.
All right.
He had 2 games that he missed back to back. He started off basically 15-15. Then he had 2 games missed. Then he went 10 after the injury. Then after the 7-point game, he went 13-13-13. Bye. Came back 23-28-16. Like, he literally stays double digits. So, like, Joe Burrow is going to support both of these guys. Chase is going to have a lot of those 30-point games, but you know, hopefully he actually, hopefully Chase gets more catches this year that, that keep him a little bit more relevant in them games where the big play don't come. You feel me?
Yeah, I actually recently traded for Higgins. And what did I give up? This is a 14-team league. I actually gave up two late firsts in the draft. Because at that point,
I'll do that, bro.
Yeah, because at that point, I was looking at like Pickens and Sky Moore. Nah, bro.
Give me Higgins over. I don't, even with the hype, give me Higgins over Pickens and Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me that all day.
I got Higgins in the second. So.
All right, bet. And like you said, one of the best trios. You got Tyler Boyd. He's a solid flex week to week, man. You can play him. He's part of the offense. He'll have his weeks too where, you know, he'll give you 20. He'll just be involved because the other guys are going to be like focal points of the defense. So Tyler Boyd is good too.
So. Yeah, that's a guy I've been trading for, man. And 94 targets. You know, so he could flirt with 100, 5 touchdowns. So he's involved, like you said, man. A solid flex play. Again, like, you're not going to have all studs top down in your lineup. So don't sleep on guys like Tyler Boyd that's in a high volume passing offense. And he's still young, bro. So remember, they extended him for 4 years. So he's going into what, year 3 of that extension?
Yeah.
Facts. So he has another year after this. So,
and
nice win down piece.
And tight end Hayden Hurst, I kind of just been off of him since he was supposed to have his year in Atlanta and really didn't do too much after that. So
yeah, I'm not really interested in the tight end room. You know, I do like some Hayden Hurst, but so many weapons involved that's in front of him that command targets, you know, he's gonna be a streaming option. So, but I do want to call out again like the target breakdown and shares, because for me, like, I keep it simple. I know people look at, you know, air dot and average depth of passes and target, all these other stats. Look, I'm into like how much of the target shares do you command? How much volume are you getting? And then how many catches are you reeling in? You know what I mean? Like, to me, it's all about volume and opportunities. I look at targets. Are you dominating the targets? What are you doing with those targets? You know, is your QB helping you out or is he not? So so just to kind of break it down, Jamar Chase, 23.7% of the targets last year. T. Higgins, 20%. Tyler Boyd, 17%. So that just goes to show, like,
they just use the receivers.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, they spread it out, man. So get you a piece of that. All right, bro, let's go on to Baltimore, man. So we already talked about Lamar. You know, he's in my top 7. So you got him in your top 5. So.
Facts, yeah. Lamar doesn't need anything to be the quarterback one. I think I'll say this. I think I know why I want Lamar in my top 5 and not Burrow. Burrow probably got the longer career, but I really only look at about 3 to 4 years anyway.
That's how I play.
But
4 year span.
Without the rushing, the true real rushing ability, and I feel like they're gonna scale him back. I don't think Joe Burrow has the potential to be the number one quarterback on the season. That's my opinion. It's gonna be hard to flirt with the number one quarterback without no rushing, without reaching a certain rushing mark. And Lamar can just do it because he runs so damn much, man. And he doesn't take the type of hits that make me nervous about him getting injured no time soon. So,
well, put like this.
They're all studs.
Herbert, he's finished as number 2. If Burrow takes another leap or step, because give me Burrow's weapons over Herbert. I mean, Burrow's receiving room is way more explosive. So I feel like from a passing perspective, he has the weapons to do it, especially with a Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give me Chase over Keenan. Give me Higgins over Mike Williams. Give me Boyd over Palmer.
But you know how they deploy their running backs completely different.
Eckler. That's true.
So I think he had almost 200 more passing attempts than Burrow too.
Okay.
Because that's, I don't know if they're gonna let Burrow get to that because they still want to run Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon's still a good actual just regular running back.
Yeah,
Eckler, Eckler's a weapon out the backfield. So that just helps some of the throwing shit. So
that's a good point.
But now I like Joe Burrow though. Like I said, we're talking Joe Burrow and Lamar. Man, I think we're splitting hairs.
Yeah. All right. So Lamar's a stud. And of course, he had a down year.
I would go by low.
Most of his, you know, offense was pretty much out before the season even started.
Yeah.
Dobbins was, you know, season ending injury.
Your man Gus.
Yeah. So look, we know Lamar's a stud. He should bounce back top 10 play on the year. So let's move on to the running back room. How do you feel about Dobbins, man?
I like Dobbins' upside, man, just because I still like the they're like the number one running offense when everybody's there and clicking. So I want that piece, man. I know Lamar's a big piece, and he'll score his own touchdowns, but when they have their running back involved, he usually scores a lot of touchdowns, gets a lot of first and second down involvement. And I like just the fact that they trust him. They didn't really bring anybody else in after both of these guys, him and Gus, are coming back from injury. So I like the confidence they have in him going forward. And he's still young. He's like 23. Give me that.
Man, Diamonds makes me a little nervous. Just given the, you know, they're easing him back in, given the knee injury he had. So sounds like it's a little bit more severe than what's being reported. So that's something to monitor and watch, man. I know we recently did a trade, but you know, Dobbins, you know, it's either you like him or you don't, especially in that system. So, but I'm okay. I actually don't have too much Dobbins, and I'm okay with that. And then same thing with Gus. I like the Gus bust, but he went down with the same injury as Dobbins. So I'm not really too excited, man, for this backfield this year, because both coming off was ACLs.
Both of them.
So yeah. And then they brought in Mike Davis, but that's not really a threat.
Hell no. Nah. He out there looking trash in the preseason.
Yeah. So give me Lamar, who's their best rusher, who can also throw, by the way. So let's move on to the pass catchers, man.
I only want one guy, bro.
You only want one guy? I want two.
You want two? Let's talk about it then. Well,
I'm just talking about receivers. Oh, I got you. Okay, receivers. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I only want one guy. Let's talk about him, man. Rashad Bateman.
All right, man. Rashad Bateman, a guy I was going to come try to get from Vic today. He should still be good, can. Man. Yeah, he should be the vocal one of the he should be second in line in targets this year. And Hollywood had about 140 targets last year, man, and he should step into majority of that, even if he doesn't get all of it. And Lamar, as much as people hackle him about his throwing, man, he can make Mark Andrews relevant, and he can make, I think Hollywood was like a top 10 receiver for like the first 7 weeks last year. People forget that he was taking off. Two different style of receivers, but I think Bateman should actually make it a little bit easier for Lamar, because he's an actual good route runner. He plays a little bit intermediate. You know, it's not so much of those big boom routes. So I like Bateman, bro, and he's coming into a lot of volume opportunity.
I agree, because Hollywood left, so that vacates 24% of their targets, and last year he saw 11% of the targets, so he should definitely be in the 20 range. Really, he should replace Hollywood and see that 24%.
Yeah. He was efficient with the mini targets that he was getting to last year.
He was, and they like him in the red zone. I'm talking about like on the 10, on the 15, like close. I'm talking about like, hey, Bateman, we need you to win this route.
He's strong.
He knows how to win. Yeah. He can win deep down the field, and he can also win in short yardage situations, so... yeah, I definitely like the potential and upside of Bateman. You know, for me, he could get into the have a top 24 finish. He could.
Yeah.
Easily.
I see it.
And don't sleep on, you know, Lamar. Keep in mind, they do throw. Like, a lot of people think the Ravens are a running team. Ravens were actually ninth in pass attempts. So they're a top 10 passing team. They want to throw the ball. All the targets cannot go to Mark Andrews, and they just lost Hollywood. It's Bateman's time, man.
Facts.
All right, man.
Let's talk about the man that don't need no introduction, bro.
Well, real quick, do you care about any of these other guys? Like Duvernay and, you know. I mean, some people might be interested. How you feel? You ain't got to spend no time if you don't care.
I don't want anything past those receivers, because even it was hard to even rely. As talented as Bateman is, and none of these guys are as talented as him, it was hard to rely on Bateman last year, because as much as Lamar will throw past two people, he's not going to keep two people like that can really be that valuable in that offense. So it's already Andrews, it's already Bateman. I don't want anything past that.
I agree. So the Prochets and all those other guys.
Duvernays, I don't want none of them. Tylan Wallace, I like them coming out of college. Ain't did nothing since they drafted him.
Yeah, and you got to keep in mind, look at the system. They play through the tight ends. So we're going to move into the tight end room. Mark Andrews, stud, top three finish projected.
Facts.
He's a stud tight end, man. So
Bank on it.
All right, man. Let's talk about another tight end up and coming who's been balling in the preseason, Isaiah Likely.
Took him everywhere I could. One of the most athletic tight ends that we've seen come out in a while. You know that sometimes they'll play two tight end sets. And just for the sake of who knows when it's time to move on, I think Mark is one of those guys that are going to end up paying when it's his time. He's probably so loyal. But who knows? If he doesn't, you see how they can entertain tight ends, bro. So I like some Likely, bro.
Man, I know Charlie Kohler was drafted, and he was projected to be number two, but he got hurt, ended up having surgery, so that opened up the door for Likely. I'm definitely like what I'm seeing. They're definitely going to have to find ways to keep him on the field. I do think Likely has earned playing time this year. So, yeah, he's a nice stash, man. Hopefully you got him in your rookie drafts, and he still might be out there on your waivers. I know I picked him up a couple of weeks, too.
He's probably the third best receiving option, bro.
Right now.
Yeah.
All right, man, we can keep it pushing. So we just covered the Bengals and the Ravens. Let's move on down to the Browns, man. So QB room, Deshaun Watson, he's there. Didn't look good in preseason.
Rusty, man, but it kind of made me nervous because I feel like even 2 years off, preseason game, you should still look, you should have a flash or something to make me be like, hey, still got it. We ain't get to see it yet, so you know, I don't know how to speak on it, and I'm not gonna speak on it because I don't know what to expect.
Yeah,
so
that's cool. All right, I still like Deshaun in Dynasty, so I'll say that. But again, 11 game suspension, that's gonna hurt, man. And these games he's coming back to are gonna be tough, so might be a good buy low situation if you still believe in the Deshaun Watson as a QB. All right, moving to the running back room, you got Nick Chubb.
I know people hate him when it comes to PPR leagues, man, but I think, this is my opinion going forward on this year, I think he's going to be so vital to that offense this year with Jacoby Brissett and no Deshaun. I think that they're going to run just those backs so much this year, bro. And Jacoby will dink and dunk out the backfield. So maybe you'll get to see a more like expanded role for Nick Chubb, and maybe Hunt will help. Maybe they'll split some in the backfield while they got Brissett. But I love Hunt. Talent wise, he's one of the best running backs. He's like, clearly, like if he was on any other team that wasn't so like split back with Kareem, he'd probably be flirting with the rushing title every single year, bro. He's that kind of caliber player.
I'm always looking for opportunities, man. Chubb may have a slow start given Brissett's under center, so he might be a good buy low end season opportunity. You know, right before Deshaun comes back. So I'd do it like around week 7, week 8. Because week 10, week 11, people are going to get hype. Okay, Deshaun's coming back. Maybe turn it around. So I'd look out for those. So let's keep pushing. I don't really have too much Chubb. And then Kareem Hunt, he requested a trade.
They told him sit down. So now what do we do? I was never really buying Hunt anyway. So it's just one of those things where it's like, I don't know. What is his real trade value in Dynasty? You know, you can try to go trade him for a 23 second or something. You're not getting a first for Hunt no more.
Actually, I think I went and got some Hunt in the offseason.
You got a first?
I think I gave up a player. Yeah, I actually traded Brandon Ayuk for Hunt.
And see, that's fair. That's a, you know, you're going for upside with both of those guys. Who knows what the upside is on both of those guys going forward? I know Ayuk's younger, but, you know, to take the shot on trying to get, you know, some running back production, I'm not mad at that trade.
Yeah, and this was back in June, and this was where I needed an RB2 on my squad, so it's pretty deep at wide receiver. That's why I did that. But yeah, man, this is kind of gonna be a make it or break it season for me when it comes to Hunt. I know he's coming off the injury. Sucks that he missed out on a title with KC, but hey, we'll see, man. Let's go ahead and
De'Ernest and Jerome are two guys that just, if they're on your waiver wire, throw them on there. Don't go buy. I don't think you should go buy. They're still the third and the fourth backs behind two extremely talented guys. But if either one of them on your waiver wire, this is a team that can run the ball. And if something happened and the domino effect happened and one of those guys had to step up, I think they'll be a good play.
All right, let's move on to the wide receiver room. Of course, they lost Jarvis Landry. I wasn't really too excited about the passing offense, you know, prior, because they wanted to run the ball, and then they took their shots. But now they brought in Amari Cooper, but there's not going to be any Deshaun, so.
I don't want Amari Cooper going forward, man. You see, he really didn't pull it together no more last year with Dak and that highly passing offense. So even with Deshaun, it's like, yeah, I like him for the volume, but it's like, going forward, you take the 11 games he's not going to play. You can almost not bank on him being here for your fantasy season this year. How injury prone that he has been going into his year 28, I think it'll be next year, or 29, because I think he's going to be 28. Just a lot, man. I feel like if I'm in a situation where I'm selling Amari Cooper everywhere I got him. So I'll say that. So I'm not going to go buy. I would never tell nobody to go buy. I would sell. If you could sell Amari Cooper on name right now, I would.
Okay. I don't have much Amari Cooper, so I don't have nothing to sell. But let's talk about some other weapons in this room. You know, some stashes. I do like Donovan Peoples-Jones as a stash, but only when Deshaun comes back. Hopefully he can, you know, take on that Will Fuller type role, because he can stretch the field. I know they got Anthony Schwartz, who's another speedster. I'm not really interested in that, but I am interested in David Bell, you know, as a rookie. So I do feel like David can take on that Jarvis Landry type role in this offense. Yeah. How you feel about David?
I like David Bell. You're going to have to wait a year to see what he finally can do, because I don't think any real passing weapons, they're not going to show nothing this year. Besides one guy.
Who's that?
David Njoku, bro.
I'm not buying it, but go ahead. Talk your shit.
All right, let me talk my shit. They finally paid him. He finally showed that he should be involved in their offense. You've seen it going into the end of the season last year. He made some plays finally. And made him get rid of Austin Hooper, basically, who was there being annoying. And then the last thing really is, bro, do you remember the last time Jacoby Brissett played?
What, down in Miami or here with the Colts?
He was one of the reasons why Gesicki was balling out. Even with the Colts, bro, Jack Doyle was like a top 10 tight end with Brissett. Not saying that's sexy or whatever, but I think Jacoby, that's why I'm not happy about none of these wide receivers. But I think Jacoby Brissett is a panic, go to tight end guy. He's been like that his whole career. So I like, the reason why I say I like the pass weapon is because I think he's the only one that'll be able to be relevant this year, relevant enough. If you don't got one of the top tight ends, it don't matter anyway. But I think it'll be relevant enough this year for you to be able to be okay with rolling it with him next year until Deshaun come back. So that's why I like him. So like, you don't got to go buy into him at all, but Deshaun can entertain as many people as he wants to. And I think Njoku, as athletic as he is, as talented he is, I think he'll be one of those guys Deshaun's going to love when it's time to come back.
I'm out on the Njoku thing. You know, you hyped up Brissett, but they paid Deshaun to be the guy, and this offense wants to run the ball. So different.
I wouldn't speak. I hyped up Brissett.
To the podcast. Well, what I'm saying is the Brissett to Njoku connection, based on Njoku doing his thing. I mean, that's fine, but again, I'm not a believer of the Njoku thing, so I'm out. I was surprised that they actually paid the guy.
So. I think they've been misusing him his whole career. I think it's their fault. I'm blaming the Browns organization for everything. Baker, Odell.
This wouldn't be the first time, huh?
That's the thing, though.
Wouldn't be the first time.
He's an athletic tight end, but he was drafted to a scheme where they want to run the ball.
Yeah, I think that scheme is starting to expand now. I don't think you can stick to it. I want to run the ball with Deshaun, bro. You have to expand your offense.
Yeah, they got
to
throw.
So I like them going forward.
All right, I'm out, and I do have some Harrison Bryant. He's flash, but again,
that don't even sound fun.
Deshaun hasn't really like unleashed a tight end though.
Who has he had?
Nobody. So we'll see.
Bet. Turn up.
All right. Let's go ahead and keep it pushing, man. So let's move on to the Steelers, man. So this is the last team in NFC North, AFC North, excuse me. So they got Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph. I don't know why he's still like mentioned in the QB comp, but also rookie Kenny Pickett. Man, let's start with Trubisky, man. How long of a stopgap QB is Mr. Trubisky?
When is they bye week? Okay. Because, you don't even really gotta tell me, but like Pickett, look, Pickett didn't look bad. He didn't look like no league winning quarterback either, but he looked like he can do the same things that you're about to go out there and let Mitchell Trubisky do. He can safe with the ball. He's not gonna, go out there and fuck up your team for you. So I think Pickett is going to get the nod eventually. The only problem is, Tomlin gonna try to win games. So if he's out there doing everything he needs to do just to win games, they're gonna keep playing fucking Mr. Trubisky, bro. But I'm not excited about it.
Week 9 is their bye.
And I'm not excited about Pickett either. I don't really think he's the quarterback of their future. I'm gonna speak that now. I don't. I think you're gonna have to let him play. I don't think he is that great of a quarterback. I never thought Big Ben was that great, but he had that oomph about him. Like, he had a strong arm. He was smart. He got some wits about him. But I don't know, man. I know they took him in the first round, but you think about the coach speak. That's not even the style of quarterback they said they wanted originally. Remember, we were so hyped because they was like, man, we need to get an athletic quarterback. Yeah. Get an athlete. That's not even what they got, bro. I think they – I don't know, bro. Whatever. I don't want none of those quarterbacks, bro. None of them. Not even picking in Dynasty, bro.
Yeah, they I won't say played it safe, but they went with the top QB prospect in the draft.
From Pittsburgh.
Talent-wise. So, but I do trust that organization as far as with developing talent and players. Yeah, so Pickett can take a leap. And Steelers, they don't miss on wide receivers, man. So going forward, we need to really pay attention to who the wide receivers are drafting or who the Steelers are drafting.
Facts.
All right, let's jump to the running back room. Najee, he's a stud. He should have a top five finish as a running back.
Facts. Maybe. You think so? You locking that in?
Yeah.
Taking away injuries or adding in people's injuries? You knocking people out of the top five?
Nah, top five, everybody healthy.
I respect that. I got – we ain't got to talk about that. We don't got to do that right now. I respect that.
I mean, I know you can put in CMC healthy, Dalvin healthy, Jonathan Taylor.
JT, yeah. Eckler, you get to a space
okay,
where
Eckler. I like Najee. It's tough, right though. There.
It is.
It's tough.
He top, though. He top.
All right, let's jump into the wide receiver room. And Deontay Johnson, he got extended. You could. It almost felt like they didn't really want to pay, but they had to give something.
Yeah.
But he's gone after this little, what, two-year extension?
I think him and Claypool going forward are both out in 2 years.
Okay.
They both got this year, next year.
Okay.
They can both be done.
So they done together. Yep. So Deontay, you know, he commanded 25% of targets last year. Curious to see what that looks like with a Mr. Trubisky. Because, yeah.
As much as I like Deontay, I don't want to buy him, bro. I think he was Mr. Necessary just off pure volume. Big Ben couldn't throw the ball, so he was like, hey, I'm just going to launch it soon as Deontay looked like he's open. And he didn't have the chance to let nothing else develop. But now you got some guys out there that you can throw the ball up to or you can let plays develop. That's why they did want Mr. Trubisky. He can extend the play, can put his, you know, use his legs a little bit. But I like Deontay's talent. I just don't know if he's worth the jump for like what people see him as this year.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. He's one of those guys where I'm not too excited to have on my team this year. So you got to look to the future. Hopefully he goes to a nice landing spot next year. And let's talk about Claypool. I'm actually not excited about Claypool.
Man, you want to know what? He's one of the guys that I'm actually kind of – I know this sounds stupid with the Pickens hype. Kind of getting excited about Chase Claypool. He's actually – he didn't look bad in the preseason one. You know, everybody's so hyped about Pickens, but Claypool's out there playing with the ones and making plays. And they're finally putting him at the slot, and I think that's good.
Okay.
I think he's going to command so many targets being a big slot guy. And it's kind of making me excited because in PPR leagues, man, this is a guy that's being left for dead, especially right now with all the hype after the Deontay signing and the Pickens hype. Chase is being left for dead. So that's a guy I'm trying to float a random second out. If I know I'm contending team, I can float a late second, bro. I think I want some Chase, bro, just for, you know, if I can have some wide receiver three games, upside wide receiver two games just off of that. You see, his first year he scored 9 touchdowns, right? So, you know, we got the touchdown upside. It's just all about, you know, getting some more volume. So we'll see what's happening going forward. And I'm going to let you talk about the third receiver, bro.
Before I do that, Chase or Tyler Boyd, who'd you rather have in your lineup?
I'm gonna take Chase because even though I like Pickens, I still think Chase is the number two.
Give me Tyler Boyd. Give me Tyler Boyd. But let's talk about NFL young boy.
I know that shit right.
That's his nickname, man. George Pickens, man. He's been killing preseason, he's been killing camp. He's putting the league on notice, man.
Facts.
So hopefully he can carry that into the season. But it's looking very promising. He's looking like the future number one for this organization. So it's only a matter of time. He may start to command that in season. But definitely 2 years from now, for sure, it's going to be the George Pickens show in that passing game.
Facts. Who's the other rookie they drafted?
Calvin Austin out of Memphis.
I think Calvin Austin and, you know, he won't get that much hype. He'll definitely be playing in the background. But I really think they drafted those two guys. Signed Deontay in the contract they signed him, and I think it'll be the Austin Pickens show in about 2 years, bro.
Alongside both those Najee guys are gone. And Pat. That's a nice core.
For real.
Hey, I've been thinking about it because, again, I said it earlier, the Steelers don't miss on receivers. So even if Calvin Austin gets developed over the next couple of years, by the time they're ready to give him his fifth-year option or not, see what they got. So Calvin Austin should be a nice stash on your taxi squads.
Facts.
So I'm actually going to try to go get some Calvin on my taxi squads right now. He should be out there on your waivers. Let's move on to the tight end room.
Pat Freiermuth.
Yeah, I can't
you
even say
speak
his name right
Pat,
now.
Or you want me to speak?
Go ahead,
Pat.
Talk him up, man.
Look, it's a guy like I did like his talent, and I do respect his touchdown potential, but I really would have sold high. I think he scored a lot of touchdowns because, you know, Juju was in a banged up in the awkward space. Deontay is he's a hell of a route runner, so he can get his touchdowns, but I have a hard time thinking that if you got those three receivers out there, Deontay and his route running, big ass Pickens and Chase, I don't see Freiermuth getting all that touchdown potential with those guys on the field. And Najee's always in the backfield catching and running too. So I think if Freiermuth's, you know, his end zone stuff comes down, he's not going to have a lot of catches. That's what he's not. So I would have sold high on Pat Freiermuth, bro. And I think in this system right now for a couple years, he's not going to have the hype that he did his rookie year.
I agree. Too many mouths to feed, so I'm not too excited. Who wins the division? Bengals, Steelers, Ravens, or Browns?
Ravens, bro. I'm going Lamar. You going Joe?
You know I'm going Joe.
It sounds like we got a couple shot bets, bro.
We're gonna tally it up. Yeah. So we're already, you know, who you got, Avo? Who's winning the division?
Come on, man, Ravens, bro.
Got the Ravens. Okay, who loses? Yeah. Who come in last place?
Damn. The Browns.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Browns. Just
give oh, yeah. Ain't no Deshaun. I forgot. Ain't no Deshaun.
For 11 games. But I'm tempted to lean Steelers, but I think Tomlin going to find a way to get wins. So I'm going to go Browns. Yeah. All right, man. Let's move on over to the NFC North, bro. Start with the Minnesota Vikings. Kirk Cousins, bro.
Love him as a, you know, a cheap, high-end
QB1,
bro. Yeah. You're not going to have to pay a whole lot for him, but he's a guy you're going to be able to play week to week, and he's going to put up numbers. That's it.
Perfect late QB target in your startups. Let's have a QB1 finish. I mean, we love Jefferson. We love Thielen. We love Osborne. All these guys. Irv Smith. So, a lot of weapons. And Dalvin out of the backfield. All right, let's move on to the running back room. Dalvin Cook, man. So, 27 years old, getting up there in age. He misses a few games every year, man. You just got to live with it. Unfortunately, you're living with it close to playoff time or in the playoffs.
Facts. I think he has his bounce back season this year, man. I think he was pretty much left for dead because he didn't score as many touchdowns as he used to. But let's just not forget, bro, the year before this year and the year before that year, running back two years in a row. And he didn't look like he fell off last year. I just think he had some bad luck around, you know, in the red zone. So, you know, if he bounced back, get some of them touchdowns back, bro, Dalvin's going to be right back at the top of the list. I know he's a little older, but he got a couple years of balling out, especially in that offense if they expand his passing role because it's supposed to be more passing going on. You never know what Dalvin can do this year.
Vikings want to air it out this year. They want to run more three wide receiver sets. Hopefully them airing it out takes some pressure off Dalvin. Hopefully that helps extend his longevity throughout the season. Curious to see what he looks like in the red zone in the three wide receiver set, but if they're running three wide receivers, I mean, they still got a tight end on the field, so they can still run the ball. All right, I'm not interested in Mattson. I mean,
he's just
Alexander Mattison. I mean, for me, like, I'd rather go get a potential starter elsewhere than drafting a Mattison or a handcuff. So
he's only valuable in dynasty to the Dalvin Cook owner.
All right, let's move on to the wide receiver room, Justin Jefferson. Whoops, he's a stud, man. Such a stud, had to smack the table.
Wide receiver one in Dynasty.
Yeah, man, and just so you guys know, commanded 29% of the targets, so that just goes to show. When you're elite, you're flirting with 30% of the targets. That's nuts, bro. That's a lot of volume.
That's big dude.
And he's balling, and they're moving him around. They're basically saying they're going to leverage him like Cooper Kupp, so he's going to get moved around a lot this year.
Facts.
All right, jump on over to Adam Thielen. Last year, he commanded 16% of the targets, but he did a lot of his work in the red zone. Touchdowns, bro.
If I got him, I'm just keeping him on my team because it's probably more valuable than trying to trade him for a third or whatever at this point. I'm not going to go buy him either. I'll probably give a third. If I'm a winning team, contending, I'll give a third. But at that point, just keep him on your team, bro. He's good. Long as he's healthy, he's going to be all right.
All right, hopefully he stays healthy, man. But he's a nice wide receiver, too, to have in your lineup, or three, that can put up wide receiver one numbers. Are you in or out on the KJ Osborne thing?
I like him, and I actually thought he was pretty good whenever Thielen went out. And I think if this offense is going to be more pass friendly, I wouldn't mind throwing him on the back of my bench for the opportunity of him being the wide receiver two in a expanded role. So
okay,
I like him. I'm not going to go buy him though. Yeah. But just if he can be in a throw in at a trade or something like that, I'll take him.
I like it. If he's on your waivers, add him. But I'm not actively going to go get him. He's a number three. Would you rather have KJ Osborne or Isaiah McKenzie in the Bills offense?
Give me KJ because I think even if Gabriel went down, I don't think McKenzie just turns into this target hog or nothing.
Okay, I like that. All right, Irv Smith, man, coming back off injury. How do you feel about Irv fitting into all this?
I guess we got to see. I still like him. Think came out of Alabama as one of the most talented, you know, pass catching tight ends, and I think they want to involve him. It's just about him staying healthy, bro, and he's pretty much a free tight end right now too that you want to take a shot on and just see what the upside is in this new offense, you know. But I don't know, I'm not crazy over him or anything.
See, this kind of reminds me of the David Njoku situation. Like, both athletic, both can run and catch, but their offense doesn't command it. And I think we're so in love with Irv, reminisce on the Kyle Rudolph days, but that's back when Kyle Rudolph didn't have a Justin Jefferson next to him. So different, it's a different day and age in that offense. So not too excited. I just think he's in the wrong system.
Kyle Rudolph was the reason why Stephon wasn't doing shit, bro. They had Thielen and Diggs, and I would have left too if I wasn't getting my respect, bro. For real.
Yeah.
But they actually played into the tight end.
Yeah.
And just a little bit different right now. So yeah.
All right, bro. Let's slide on over to Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers, man. What is he, 38 now? Getting up there?
Yeah, bro. Thug, bro.
He's a wild card, bro.
Country thugging.
I really don't know how many more years of football he has left. I really don't. Like, Devontae Adams left. You know, depending upon how the season goes, he may contemplate retirement or a trade if he feels like he can, you know, has a shot at another Super Bowl. So, we'll see.
Getting with Sean Payton.
He's a wild card, bro. But going down to the Saints might not be bad.
They trying to get Aaron Rodgers and Sean Payton.
All right, bro. I'm out on Jordan Love, bro. Like,
yeah,
he
bro.
Just doesn't look good. Looks terrible in preseason.
Yeah,
we throwing just, interceptions. Just
we definitely move past Jordan Love.
All right, RBs, man. Aaron Jones, we like him as a win now piece. He's getting up there in age.
Yeah, I wouldn't go buy Aaron Jones because I still think he's kind of pricey. I think people still think Aaron Jones is like one of those pricey running backs, and I don't want to pay it just because he is getting up there in age, and I do think there's a younger counterpart that people still view as the backup, but I think it's more 1A, 1B. A lot of people see that. So just let me pay for the 1B, who's probably cheaper than the 1A.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
I like it. Aaron Jones could walk himself to a CMC type role, like you said. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got to see it to believe as far as who can he trust Aaron Rodgers in this passing game. So we'll see. I do like Dylan. He's a big tank, man. So.
I like Dylan Pauls.
All right, man. Let's keep it moving. Wide receiver room. Devontae Adams no longer there. That leaves about 30% of the targets on the table. You see the trend. These elite guys command 30% of the targets. That's the Cups, the Jeffersons, the Adams. Now they have Alan Lazard, who commanded 10% of the targets last year. So
he's a guy that I would try to go cheap by, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I've been thinking about going to go send one of my next year late seconds for him, just for the chance of getting somebody that's getting 25% of Aaron Rodgers passes, bro.
Bro, if he does half of what Devontae Adams did, that's a win.
Yeah, bro, especially like
even a third.
Nobody loves him. Nobody's valuing him like you got to go pay for it. You can go pay less for Lazard than Christian Watson. I'm not in love with Christian. I never was in love with him coming out. I didn't think he was that guy.
Yeah, man, you got to keep in mind, man, these Senior Bowl guys, these are guys that are trying to prove something or elevate their stock.
They ain't did enough all them damn years.
And then other than that, you got the Alabama guys are showing, hey, we're stand-up, hardworking guys, so we're not too good for this. So other than that, everybody's at the Senior Bowl trying to prove something. So, yeah, man, I'm not really in on the watching thing. And, you know, he was hurt, right, in preseason. So he kind of slid down the depth chart a little bit, and I know a lot of hype's around Romeo Doubs.
But, yeah, I'm still not even believing that. And I can tell you this. None of those rookies are going to do nothing this year. So if you do love them and want them, go holler at them midseason, bro, because they'll still be there and get cheaper.
All right, we can move on because I'm not interested in Amari Rodgers. Nope. How do you feel about Robert Tonyan, man? Bless you. That might be the play, actually.
Long as he come back healthy, that's the first start. You know, I think he's still not all the way bounced back yet and playing. But as long as he come back healthy, he's always a big touchdown guy. And at tight end, we know if you get a bunch of touchdowns, bro, you know, you'll be good. So you can go buy him cheap, bro. You could probably go throw a third for him for the chance of double-digit touchdowns at tight end. If you double-digit touchdown, you automatically top 10.
Robin Tonyan might even be a nice redraft target as well.
As long as he's playing.
Yeah, as long as he's playing. So even if it's on the back end, like, he can bounce on the scene with all these touchdowns. That's how he splashed on the scene before he got hurt. So who else can Aaron Rodgers trust right now? We're hoping it's Alan Lazard, but we've seen the rapport with
Randall Cobb.
With Robert Tonyan, so. Not interested in Robert, the Randall Cobb, and also the,
Sammy Watkins.
I'm cool. All right, bro, let's move on. Hard Knocks, bro. Have y'all been watching Hard Knocks?
I watched the first episode. I ain't got to watch it.
I watched the second. Since. I like it. What about you, Avo? Need somebody log in?
HBO I was about to say, Max? I got that HBO for you.
Yeah. I'm on somebody else's.
I'm on somebody else's. I just got the passwords.
They ain't bipping. All right, bro. Let's talk about these Detroit Lions, man. My Scott Fishbowl QB, Jared Goff.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, dog. I think Jared Goff is... I don't think their team got that much better. And Jared Goff wasn't a horrible fantasy quarterback last year. They had a lot of comeback games. I think they'll have to do the same thing this year, bro. And they play with pride, too. So I'm not surprised if he's just that all these guys are just putting up decent numbers.
Yeah, Jared Goff, he's an efficient quarterback. And going back to the Scott Fishbowl, if your QB passes, completes over 6-7% of their passes, they're good. Meaning you lose deductions for every incomplete pass, you lose a point. So that's why I went with Jared Goff. I figure a lot of check downs and dump downs to Amon Ra, a lot of high efficient targets to Swift and Hockenson. And he throws 30-plus targets a game, sometimes 40. So give me all those points, man. So that's my number two. You dig? All right, bro.
It's my ish. You dig?
Yeah, man. So, yeah, man. Let's move to the running back room. DeAndre Swift, bro.
You dig?
I know that's your guy. Talk to
your
guy.
Yeah, bro. Love DeAndre Swift. You got Jonathan Taylor, the one-on-one in Dynasty. You know who that 102 is. You know who that 102 is. Bro, I love Swift, bro. I love Swift over Javonte. I love Swift over Najee. We talked about that, man. He's that type of talent. And the way they're using him for all the same reasons we love Christian McCaffrey, man. They're using him as a pass catcher out the backfield. And people are worried about this split with Jamal Williams. Even when Jamal was healthy last year, bro, Swift was, before he started getting banged up, was like the number five running back in PPR. Even with Williams having his role. So, yeah, bro, Swift has a role on his team. He's so damn talented. The only thing we have to worry about is him staying healthy because he's been struggling to do that since he's been in the league. But if he's healthy, though, top. One of the top guys.
I'm not going to get too much away with episode two since you ain't seen it, but Deuce Staley's the RB coach, man, and he gets in Swift's ass as far as, like, wanting to be a little bit more physical. So, not saying that's something he doesn't do, but basically it just kind of highlight, hey,
maybe that's why he stays hurt, because you know you got to be the aggressor in a league like this, bro.
Yeah, like there are times where literally he's just letting guys tackle him, where Deuce stays like, man, throw a stiff arm, like have some pride, like you leaving yards out there. So, but I do think Deuce stays gonna get that out of him, like take him to the next level. So he's paired up with a nice coach, man. We seen Deuce in action, bro.
Big
the combine.
Deuce, yeah, doing all them drills. Yeah, big bro. Deuce.
So, yeah, I definitely like the coaching staff for the Lions. They got a bunch of player coaches and former players.
Facts.
All right, bro, let's move on to the wide receiver room. Amon-Ra St. Brown commanded 20% of the targets last year. Of course, they brought in some more weapons, so that may come down. Also, you got a healthy Hockenson and a healthy Swift, but, you know, Amon-Ra, man, they're saying he's still going to be involved, though.
He will be, man. The way he works the field and the way this team is going to be now, I don't think he'll command the target. I think it balanced out, but I think at the back end of the season, he was averaging more like 24, 25% of the targets.
Yeah.
But I don't think he'll do that with a healthy Hockenson and a healthy Swift, because the pass catching role came down a little bit when Swift was banged up. But I think also adding Chark, I'm not that excited about Chark. And I don't know when Jameson will play, but I think that 20 mark is what he will be at. But it'll be spread out amongst the season, like majority. It'll be more balanced to 20. It won't be like at 16 and then shoot up to 25, 26, and then that was the balance who met at 20. I think he'll just be at the 20 mark throughout the year, and that's solid, bro, especially in PPR, bro.
Yeah, and I think it's going to, you know, shake out in the touchdown department. Mm-hmm. Goff likes him in the red zone. I mean, hell, he helped secure their first win on the season, and then from there, he just went on up, you know, to close out the year, so... Yeah, even if we do see the targets come down, I still expect Amon-Ra to be one of the main targets in the red zone, scoring touchdowns. So
big fact.
I like Amon-Ra, bro. Let's keep pushing. I'm not interested in Shark. You want to talk about Shark?
Nah, bro, because I this probably wouldn't even be a thing if Jameson was healthy.
Yeah. So, and then let's talk about Jameson Williams.
Soon, let about four more weeks go by into the season, bro. Go see what you can flirt out there for a trade for him, bro, while he's on the pup and not doing anything.
Yeah, explosive guy. To me, I've seen comparisons to Will Fuller and DeSean Jackson. I lean more so DeSean Jackson as far as his play style, like just a big play ability. Of course, just a bigger DeSean Jackson type player, a guy that can catch a screen and break 70 yards and a guy that can stretch the field on a vertical 70 yards.
Facts. So he's a dog, bro.
Yeah, so give me that guy. Just put the ball in his hands. Let him go to work. Not checking for any other wide receivers, so let's move on to the tight end room. TJ Hockenson, man, how you feeling about him? Is he still top five tight end?
I love Hockenson when he first came out. Not just been kind of – but his opportunity, when it be there, he don't be doing nothing when you need him to. He always has real good big games at the beginning of the season and then fades out. Has been battling injury. I don't know if – he's not in my top five anymore. He was sewn in, but now he's more in that little middle space where it's like, I don't really care if I have any of these. Like, I know they're good. But I'm not breaking my neck. I'm not breaking my neck for him no more. I'm not breaking my neck for Goddard anymore. Like, these are guys I know are good after those elite ones. But, like, we talk about all the time, bro. If you don't got one of them elite ones.
It don't even matter.
Yeah, it don't.
Streaming.
Yeah.
So. All right, bro. Let's move on to the Chicago Bears, the last squad in the NFC North. Justin Fields, man. They didn't really help him out. Like, they.
Bro, they took away from him.
They didn't help him out in free agency. They didn't help him out in the draft.
Like, if it means anything to you about Allen Robinson and his frustration and what they weren't doing for him, Sean McVay only goes and gets guys that they know is going to be a vital part to that offense, bro. So Allen Robinson is not done, bro.
Yeah,
if he was done, Sean McVay would not have went, and they spent a bag on him to bring him in.
Yeah, and they brought him in over Odell, who they could have brought back and still contemplate on bringing back, but they brought in Allen Robinson to be a number two because he fits what they're really trying to do.
Yeah, so... I'm Justin Fields. I still love him because I like the guy. If you can go buy him cheap, I would. I think he's going to be good for fantasy just off pure garbage time volume, bro, to be honest. I seen Blake Bortles do it 1 year, bro. He literally was like a top five quarterback and sucked like in real life, but just every single game he was. Bro, Jalen Hurts was doing it for a while. Suck all game, and then all of a sudden he'd have a good fantasy game because he basically got the score at the end. I can see that for Justin Fields, bro. But I also can see him taking the next step. He just doesn't have nothing around him to help him out.
I'm going
to
put an observation out there. My own personal observation, even though Chicago Bears are not helping Justin Fields, but these Ohio State quarterbacks just haven't been panning out in the league, man.
True that.
So I know CJ Stroud's up next. I could have drafted some Chase over Fields, bro. Super flex. I'm a little shitty. Ryan ain't gonna lie to you, man. So, hey. But I'm going to shoot Fields some bail just because his team's not helping him out. The organization's not giving him weapons. So, but I think I might be done with these Ohio State quarterbacks, bro. Just given the type of system they run, they just run like a high school spread. And
Stroud had some games last year where I'm like, this nigga is one of the top projected guys. But it is what it is.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, bro. These Ohio State QBs are on the watch with me. And if CJ Stroud hits, that's okay. That's one out of what? Maybe like 10? I don't know.
Damn.
All right, bro. Let's keep pushing. David Montgomery.
I like him this year.
Solid RB2, bro.
Yeah, facts. He just gets it done, bro. People hate him. People keep talking about Khalil Herbert. I'll say this. Khalil Herbert didn't get no run last year when David was healthy. So even if you think, yeah, bro, coming around this offseason, he's going to cut into these touches, that nigga didn't cut into nothing. He didn't play. When David Montgomery was healthy, Khalil Herbert didn't do nothing. So give me the guy that's the workhorse, bro. Like, and you could probably buy him cheap because people get on these hype trains and start to fall out with guys. You know, I ain't trying to pay no high end first, but if I can go flirt a couple seconds for Montgomery or something like that, I'd love to have him on my team.
Nice thing about Montgomery, bro. I know it doesn't matter, but it does. Like, he shows up in the fantasy playoffs, though. Even though he's an RB2, he giving you 20-point games in the playoffs, man. So that's what you need. At the end of the day, I'm trying to win leagues. You know what I mean? That's when it all matters the most. So he's solid, bro. And they actually threw in the ball out of the backfield, especially after losing, you know, Tariq Cohen.
Yeah, they got to.
Yeah, so he's catching passes out of the backfield. So I do think he's a nice buy. So, yeah.
Facts.
And he's still young, bro.
And like I said, I like Herbert, but technically I don't think I want to go pay or buy for a backup running back in a horrible offense.
It's pointless, bro. We just talked about it. Yeah. I'm like,
if you don't already have him, ain't no point in trying to go buy
him. Of course, like Madison and Pollard, but like, they're not the starters yet. I know Pollard has a chance of taking over here pretty soon. So, all right, bro, we can move on. I know guys are flashing the preseason like Ebner, but I'm good. All right, Darnell Mooney, bro, commanded 26% of the targets last year. That's your guy, man.
I ain't going to say. I just love him because I feel like he's the only thing there. Like, I don't care how bad Justin Fields look. If he got to throw 10 of those 18 passes to Mooney, I want it. I want Justin Fields to end with 114 yards, but 90 of them went to Mooney. He went 10 for 90. Like, in PPR, that's good, bro. That's important. Give me the target share. And all they didn't add anything of relevance. They just lost Allen Robinson. So I'm not telling you to go buy Mooney, but if, bro, I see him go for seconds all the time. I want that. Yeah, let me go get my second, go get some Mooney. Just off of pure volume, I think he's going to be relevant. And I actually think he's a good receiver. I watch his routes and his separation. He's real good.
His releases, bro. He was getting open on Jalen Ramsey, bro.
So, yeah, give me a guy in a horrible offense just because I seen volume can do people justice.
And this just goes to show why I also like David Montgomery, because they lost Allen Robinson. Targets are there on the table, man, because there's no other wide receiver I'm interested in. I mean, Daz Newsome was flashing the preseason, but they just released him, even though they're going to most likely sign him to the practice squad. I'm not interested in the Valise Jones Jr.
Byron Pringle. Fucking in trouble.
The older St. Brown. Nah. Like, it's just not sexy, bro.
There's only two pass catchers here.
Yeah. Let's talk about him. The guy should take a leap.
Yeah, bro. He should take a leap. And here's the thing.
Cole Kmet.
I don't love Cole Kmet either, like a super talented thing, because my thing is, for a while he couldn't even beat out an old Jimmy Graham. That's a problem. But I do think he'll take the next step because it'll be necessary, bro. They both should get 23% of the target share next year, okay, bro, at least. Because who else are they throwing it to? And I want a tight end with that. If in PPR, he should be really good, bro. I don't know how many touchdowns either one of those guys will score, because they're not going to score a lot of touchdowns. But if you're a tight end and you're not getting a bunch of touchdowns, you know what you do need? All the targets in the world, because Darren Waller wasn't doing nothing but scoring 4 touchdowns for so many years. He was just catching 100 passes, bro. And not saying that Kmet's going to catch 100, but if he's flirting with 80 or 90, that's solid. And you're going to take that, bro. He's going to surpass whatever you paid for him, wherever you're drafting him at, all of that.
Yeah, I think Kmet's a good buy, but you're going to have to pay a little bit. But you got to gamble. I think now's the time to buy if you are going to, because this is probably about as cheap as it's going to be. Because once he takes off, it's over.
Facts.
All right, bro. So, who wins the NFC North? Green Bay, Vikings, Detroit, or Chicago? I'm going with the Vikings. I'm going with the offense, man. I know Aaron Rodgers has shown.
Man, I have a hard time just not going Green Bay.
I know, man. Minnesota's defense is so inconsistent.
It's just
though.
A winner, bro.
Yeah.
He's going Green Bay.
I'm not. I'm going to go out on a limb. I saw that man crying.
You going Detroit just because Jamal Williams cried?
Let's go Detroit.
Hey.
I saw that man crying. I respect it,
bro,
man.
We just saw them.
I'm rooting for it.
But we just saw they capable of losing games, bro. Fumbled snaps and Desmond Ritter's end zone.
I ain't say they was going
ball
undefeated.
Floated, even though it looked like it could have got picked off, but it landed in the guys.
I ain't say they was going undefeated, bro.
I got you. He said, hey, all right, I'm with you. I'm going to go with the Vikings, though. He going Lions. Pack. I mean, this is one of the more wide open divisions, though, believe it or not.
Is it?
I think so.
I just always, Green Bay, so. Aaron Rodgers ain't losing the division, bro.
Man, he might retire in the middle of the season.
Didn't they lose Za'Darius Smith on defense, though?
I don't think it matters, bro.
Bro, he was a key part of their defense. The dude that flashed his undershirt, getting them sacks and pressure.
Oops, wrong banner.
Oh, that's cool.
Oops, my bad.
All right, who comes in last place? I got the Bears.
Like, we all got the Bears. Okay. So I wasn't gonna say
I also got the Lions.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
I'm playing. I got the Bears.
All right.
Look what I threw on the screen, Ava, for your answer. Nah, hey, let's get to the say something good to the people. Let's get to the closing, man. Round us out. I know we done gave y'all our jam-packed news. So man, this is the closing. This is say something good to the people. This is where you come to have your platform to get some off your chest, you know, make an announcement, say something you're going through, just put stuff on the table. That's what we come here for. And just to show people that we're not just a fancy football podcast, we are a real life podcast in the same sense. So I never know who going first, so I always throw it out on the table. And
DJ Ava, we ain't heard from you, bro.
I got you. So look, check this out. What I want to tell everybody is kind of what we always talk about. We normally talk about mental health. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the physical health. I'm going to a doctor's appointment tomorrow. I encourage everybody, man, just go get checked up on. Just make sure you're doing solid, man. Especially, as a matter of fact, just everybody, especially as men, as we get older, you got to make sure you're as healthy as you can be. I've been more active out here. I'm sober out here. So hopefully, I'm going to get a whole bunch of good results tomorrow. So, yeah, I just want to encourage everybody to get checked up on, man. Stay healthy.
Shout out to you, bro. That's dope. And I'm going to add on to that. Listen to your body, man. Like, if something's hurting, go get checked out. Like, them days of just sleeping it off and ignoring the headaches and the aches and pains, like, can't do that. You got to listen to your body. But my say something good to the people is actually communicate with your family, man. Like, just make sure you're on the same page. Don't leave nothing open to interpretation and assumptions. Communication's key, man. It helps keep the peace, bro. Because let's say if a disagreement or argument was to go down or fall out, usually things come to the surface that could have been hashed out and smoothed out if you guys just communicated, left that channel open along the way. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So communication's key.
Big facts. And I'm going to end with, hey, enjoy your life. Don't, like, work hard. Make sure you work hard. But make sure you take time to enjoy your life, man. Don't spend your whole life working and not being able to play or have anything to show for it. Like, I see so many people at my job work 40, 50 years and die out as soon as they retire because they didn't get to do anything but work.
Damn.
And it's sad and unfortunate because you're like, damn, I know they about to go enjoy life. I know they got it. Sometimes you got to be able to work hard and enjoy it in the moment, too, because ain't shit promised either. So I just technically went out the country for the first time now. I just got back Sunday, so had a ball, man, and it's beautiful. It makes you feel like it makes you feel small because you see how big the world is that you ain't visited, but then it make you, like, feel so big because it's like, man, God made all this beautiful shit and then chose to make me too. Like, that's big, bro. Like, so just make sure you work hard. Make sure you enjoy the time that you're working to. Be present in the moment. So,
that's real, bro. Shout out to you. Seeing the world, man. Like, can't put a price on memories. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Even though it costs.
But you enjoyed yourself. It's all good. You get it back in these fantasy leagues, bro. We're going to make sure you get it back.
I'm getting it back in the fantasy league.
Yeah.
I might have to get it back in.
You ain't getting it off the leagues I'm in, though. I'm going to tell you that right now. Send that cow pitch straight, bro.
I got you, bro. I got you. All right, man. Look, what we're gonna do is we're gonna walk it out, let Avo do it, man. Thank you for enjoying us again, Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast. Avo, walk us out, brother.
All right, check us out next week, in the week after that, in the week after that, because we back, baby. You about to get into the season. It's getting exciting. Make sure you're making your trades. Check out the Instagram page. We're going to have your team on there just so you can see what your actual team outlook is. But that's it. Catch us next week, and we out.
That was a whack-ass we out. I ain't going to lie. And we out.
Birthday.
There you go. There you go. I needed Vic to say something on it. It's your birthday.